And it's time for a community connection here on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. A good Tuesday morning to you all.
The 35th annual OKM Music Festival is kicking off this weekend, and one of the bands that is performing is Dallas Brass. I have the honor this morning of speaking with one of the members of Dallas Brass, Michael Levine. He's on the phone right now. Michael, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing pretty good. I can't complain. It's a nice sunshiny day here in the area. Where are you today?
I'm in Minneapolis, and it's gorgeous up here, too. And I was wondering, because I know you guys have had a ton of rain down there. Has that subsided?
It has subsided significantly here in the area, thankfully. I don't know. Have you guys gotten a lot of weather up there? I haven't really heard a whole lot about Minnesota lately.
Well, no, but it could snow any time up here, you know.
Yeah, that's true. I had a roommate in college. He was from Minnesota. He'd always tell me about what would go on with the weather up there and how cold it would be. And he would always kind of get bitter when people in the Midwest and Missouri, where we went to school, would complain about how cold it was. He's like, this is nothing.
Yeah, right. Right, yeah.
Now,
I know there was some concern about this concert that they might, if it was too wet, they might have to move it from the location because of saturated grounds or that. So I hope it's still in the park where they're planning on.
Right, at Woolly Rock where you guys are performing?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I remember that too a little bit at the gazebo area at Woolly Rock, but I think that for the most part they've got that cleaned up from what I've heard.
Oh, good.
Yes, sir.
That's great.
Are you guys performing in that gazebo? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And what can you tell me about Dallas Brass?
Well, I'll tell you, this conversation would have to be a lot longer than 15 minutes because the group has been in existence for 36 years. And we've been traveling the country and traveling the world. It's not the original players that were in there 36 years ago, except for me. I started it when I was 4 years old. Just kidding.
It's a long time.
I started the group 36 years ago, and now the members are all people that weren't even born when the group started. But it's still the same group. I always compare it to like a sports team where the players change and the generations go by, but the music and the concept stays the same. But we're a brass group. It's five brass and drums, and we play everything from patriotic music to Broadway and music from movies and classical music and a little bit of jazz. And it's a family show, and we just want to have a great time. Now, Mark Bartlesville, there may be some folks that are familiar with Dallas Brass because we have played there a couple of times. The first time we played there, are you ready for this, was in 1985.
Oh, gosh. That's a long time. I mean, that was, you said 85, that was 10 years before I was born.
Well, there you go. And it was the first time we had ever played in Oklahoma, and only the second time we'd ever played outside of Texas, because we started in Dallas. We started playing weddings and cocktail parties and different sorts of social events. But when we started touring, we first went to Arkansas. And then the second time we went out was to Bartlesville, Oklahoma. We spent an entire week there working in the schools and working with kids and played at the community center and just had a great time. So this is a real, real meaningful concert for me, especially since we're coming back.
Now, have you been to Woolly Rock before?
Little Rock, Arkansas, did you say?
No, sorry, Woolly Rock, where you guys are performing.
No.
Are you excited to perform out there?
Center. Yeah, we played at the community center last time we were there. We've been there actually twice, and both times we played at the community center.
Now, you were kind of mentioning how the group is a little bit different just because of the different people that are in it. You say it's still the same group. You still perform the same music. Who is coming to Bartlesville with you? Who are the other people that are a part of Dallas Brass?
Well, our trumpet players' names are Garrett Klein and Buddy Deschler. Garrett's originally from Seattle, Buddy's from Virginia. Our horn player, Juan Berrios, was born in Puerto Rico but lives in Florida. And then our trombone player, Ryan Christensen, from North Dakota. He lives in Chicago. Our tuba player, Paul Carlson, is from Illinois, and he lives in Michigan. And our drummer, Josh Carlson, is was born in Minnesota, and he still lives here. So the original group, you might be thinking, well, where's the Dallas part of this, you know, but the original group was all guys that were living in Dallas at the time I started it, as was I. But as the years have gone by, it's really become a national group, but we still kept the name Dallas Brass, and that's what we started with.
Dallas Brass, no offense, sounds a little bit better than Minnesota Brass.
it has a little bit of a ring to it, I guess.
A little bit more of a ring, yeah. And yeah. I think if I remember correctly, you guys have had 6 recordings overall?
I think somewhere around 6 recordings.
And how does it feel? What are those some of those recordings, if you can remember off the top of your head?
Oh, we've tried to record as much variety as we can because our show it's all about variety. I mean, we'll play some big band music, some Dixieland music, like I say, some Broadway. On this concert, I believe we're playing the Pink Panther. And we've got a little bit of classical mixed in, but light classical, classics that people recognize. We really want to play. The main theme of the show is American musical journey. And we really want to show American people how rich a history we have of music, the popular music throughout the years. It's just, I mean, my gosh, it's just endless. We can't do justice to it in one evening, that's for sure, but it's very exhilarating to think about all the great music that's been written by American composers. So, but like I say, it's a family show. We keep it fun. We keep it light. We're not afraid to joke around a little bit with the audience and just make it as personable as we can. It's really, I'm a real Disney fan. I have been my whole life, and I love the spirit of Disney, where they really cater not just to kids but to the whole family. So, you know, it's definitely inspired by that concept as well.
Yeah, and you were mentioning kind of like the old kind of school American style, and you actually did give us kind of one of your songs, or at least several of your songs, and I went ahead and just picked You're a Grand Old Flag. I think that kind of reminisces with what you were saying. Is it right if we go ahead and play that?
Oh, that'd be great.
I don't know about you, Michael, but that kind of gave me a little bit of some chills. What about you?
Well, you know what? It did me too. And I recorded that and played on it, and I've heard it many times, and it still gives me chills. And picturing being in the park, you know, it's such a wonderful tradition of concerts in the parks in our country. And you know, that's why we hope this can be in that park. And of course, that's the music of George M. Cohan, who made such a wonderful contribution to music. And like, for example, there's will share with the audience that Cohan was a big inspiration to our soldiers back in World War II and World War I, actually. And he wrote that music to inspire the soldiers. And he even got a Congressional Medal of Honor from President Roosevelt for his music, and no composer had ever been given that before. So, you know, there's so much neat stuff, you know, that goes behind the music itself, and that's part of what we share with the audience, too. So it gives them a little richer perspective on what it's all about.
And you're going to be performing on Friday, June 14th, again, out at Woolah Rock. That starts at 5 p.m. You're closing things out. How do you feel closing things out for the 35th Annual OKM Music Festival?
Well, we're honored, of course, absolutely honored. I was just thrilled to get the call because, again, Bartlesville is part of my own personal, heritage with Dallas Brass. I mean, when we came to Bartlesville the first time, I mean, we may as well have been playing at Carnegie Hall. I mean, it was like so exciting when you're just getting started out to travel out of state. And so I've got those memories that I'm bringing with me back. The other guys won't feel that as much, but, you know, they'll still enjoy it. But for me, it's extra special.
And I'm afraid that's all the time that we have. But, Michael, I thank you so much for talking to us. Michael with Dallas Brass spent some time with us this morning on a one-on-one, kind of letting us know what he's kind of expecting coming to the 35th Annual OKM Music Festival. Thank you again, Michael.
Thank you. Look forward to seeing you then.
Yes, sir. And you can always buy tickets to that show on okmmusic.org.